Thank you for listening to this edition of the Call of the Day. If you want to hear all my calls live, be sure to listen to my full program Monday through Friday on Sirius XM Stars Channel 109. JJ, welcome to the program.
The reason that I'm calling today is kind of a pattern that I've seen in my adult life. I'm 33, and pretty much as soon as I was out on my own in college, I started making some poor choices, like drinking, abusing alcohol at parties, promiscuity. That quickly led to, that lifestyle led to me being raped when I was 18.
Oh.
And the promiscuity and the alcohol abuse just skyrocketed from there. Now, I moved past that. There were times where I was, you know, under control. And then I had, you know, times where I was pretty out of control. So it kind of dipped, you know, and spiked. So mid-20s, I was in a dip time period, so to speak. I wasn't abusing alcohol, and I was being pretty under control. That's when I met my husband. And we've been married now for 5 years. The promiscuity ended. You know, I've never cheated on my husband. And the alcohol abuse, we focused on other things in our life, and that just kind of faded away as well. What has come in its place, you know, and then we had two children. What's come in its place is some binge eating that's been going on for the last couple of years. Now, probably in the last 6 months, that has faded away. But what I've picked up now is cigarettes, which are disgusting, and I have to stop. When I planned to stop, the first question that popped into my mind was, what next? And that's kind
of... What's next? What is next? What do we have left? Drink, drugs, food, screwing around. I know, fast cars. No. No? What's left? Maybe you ran through everything and we're done. No, tell me what possibly could be next. What intrigues you next?
I don't have anything in my sights right now.
Well, then maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That you have nothing in your sights.
I'm a little bit afraid of what it is, but I think...
I got some ideas. I have some ideas of what it could be. Running, hiking.
Yeah.
Running, hiking. It's real hard to be on alcohol, food, and cigarettes when you're running and hiking.
Yes.
You near water? Are you near water? Lake?
Yes.
Anything? Okay.
Yes,
there are teams of women of all ages where you go in these longboats and you all row. Not like a rowing team?
Mm-hmm. We have one of those.
I'm serious.
Here.
Join it. That will be your next addiction.
Okay.
Listen, addictions don't have to be all stupid.
Right.
We can have a good addiction. You just aren't picking them right.
Okay.
I Seriously.
Was afraid there would be something really wrong with me.
Yeah, there is. You're not picking a good addiction.
Okay.
That's what's wrong with you. Okay? What you've told me is that you can grab onto something and really hold onto it tightly, you know, whether it's the food or the booze or the cigarette. You grip it and you've got it. You know, that's a wonderful characteristic. So let's just put that into something that'll make you feel proud, strong, healthy, happy, and in which you can experience joy.
Okay, I can do that.
That's the addiction we need. So call them up and sign up.
Okay. Okay.
And remember, keep your shoulder blades down.
Oh, I've been working out my shoulders, so that will be.
Yeah, you got to keep your shoulder blades down. I just have to remind myself, keep them down or else it gets tight around
your
neck.
Me too. They creep right up in my ears.
I know. I'm constant. I feel like I have to put a little sign on my nose. Shoulder blades down. Shoulder blades down. Okay, so JJ, the only thing wrong with you is you picked the wrong addiction. You're trying to escape. And if you can think of anything bad about yourself or life while you're rowing, I give up. Seriously.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much. It was an
honor. When I'm on a path and I'm afraid I'm going to fall on these rocks and pebbles, I'm not thinking about anything else.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. All right. Thanks.
So are we good? So you're going to call me back in a week and tell me about your new addiction. Promise?
Okay. I'll call you back.
You a woman of your word?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Even, JJ, even I will look forward to
all
you.
All the other stuff. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You're fine. Thank you for listening to this edition of The Call of the Day. You can hear every call I take on the Dr. Laura program, Monday through Friday on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109 from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time.